This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Out on the 23rd of November, join Mickey Mouse on an adventure to save a once-forgotten world in the new video game Disney Epic Mickey 2, The Power of Two. And if you're going to help Mickey save the future, you need to understand our hero's past. A journey as epic as the adventure he now faces. This is the epic journey of Mickey Mouse. Although Mickey found fame with the cartoon Steamboat Willie, it took 4 months until fans got to hear his voice. This wasn't just a big deal for Mickey, it was the first time people had heard any cartoon character speak ever. So what were the first words he said? Hot dogs. Mickey says the words in the short cartoon The Carnival Kid, in which he's at a carnival selling, you've guessed it, hot dogs. And he does it in style, even making the hot dogs bark and sing in time. Hot dogs clearly meant a lot to Mickey, with the treat becoming a popular catchphrase and a song in Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Of course, at the time, Mickey didn't realize just how famous his voice would become. But he'll need more than words if he's to save the magical world of Wasteland from a mysterious enemy. He'll need the help of Disney's forgotten characters, and most of all, an ally whose voice we have not heard before. Until now. Play as Mickey Mouse and, for the first time ever, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit, as they show what the power of two can do. Disney Epic Mickey 2, The Power of Two, is out on the 23rd of November. Find out more and see the epic journey of Mickey Mouse at funkidslive.com/epicmickey.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
What's brown and sticky? A stick! What were you thinking? I'm Susie Edge. I'm a medical doctor, historian, creator of TikToks about the history of the human body, and the author of this new series called History Stinks. It's full of poo jokes, but also it asks some really important questions, like how did the Romans wipe their bums? And which Viking left the biggest poo ever found? And did Henry VIII really have someone whose job it was to inspect his toilet?
Available in paperback, ebook, and audio.